what is on the minds of many Americans today, and that is Black Friday. And today I'm going to be addressing that because I believe that there is a biblical application for Black Friday. I enjoy using current events to bring out spiritual truths found in God's Word based on history, prophecy, current events, and what is soon to transpire. And safe to serve local, international, and first-time viewers, you can take the content of this information and lesson and share it with others. That's the purpose, one of several, why we come to Midday Power Surge, to receive spiritual substance, spiritual soul food, not junk food, simply reactionary videos. Well, my friends, today I'm going to be addressing Black Friday sale, Black Friday deals, Black Friday discounts. I'm going to also share with you that we must buy three things that are now on sale. Stay tuned for that. And I'm also going to make a distinction between buy and sell versus sell and buy. Stay tuned for that. And I'm also going to be addressing Thanksgiving, that's Thanksgiving Day, with Black Friday and the Sunday Blue Law connection. We are in for a spiritual, not treat, a spiritual blessing today. Treats are for dogs. Amen. Let's get right into this, my friends. Here it is. What is on the minds of many Americans today? Black Friday deals. I want to read some of this. I'm going to give you substance today. All right. It's officially official, folks. It's finally Black Friday. But of course, people will be navigating on the internet. Listen what this says. The entire internet is on sale right now. And that's a fact. We're talking Amazon, Walmart, Target, Wayfair, Macy's, and more. And everyone is claiming to have the best prices of the year. You may read the rest of that. Skip on down. Well, that's where we come in. Yahoo.com, whatever. That's where we come in to guide you to the right deals before you jump at the 40% price drop, only to see the same item for 60% off at a different retailer. If I were to ask those of you who are alive, where do you think the term Black Friday came from? What is the history of Black Friday? Let me go here. Make sure you're here with me. All right, chat. Thank you all for joining us. I really appreciate you, Safe to Serve, local and international, for joining us each time we go live. And of course, for those of you who join us hereafter, what do you think is the history of Black Friday? The Friday after Thanksgiving Day. Do you know? Well, anyone knows? Someone writes dark history. Okay, take a look at this, my friends. This is the History Channel. What's the real history of Black Friday? Well, I won't bore you with all the content here. It says the first recorded use of the term Black Friday was applied not to post-Thanksgiving holiday shopping, but to a financial crisis in 1869. You can read more on that. Second paragraph says, Black Friday is basically when retailers were previously operating in the red, but when Black Friday comes around and people are now shopping, they can now transition, retailers, to operating in the black, meaning they now make a profit. Black Friday, that is a commonly accepted historical record for Black Friday. However, that's not the case. Look at this right here. The real history behind Black Friday is not as sunny as retailers might have you believe. No, Back in the 1950s, police in the city of Philadelphia used a term to describe the chaos that ensued on the day after Thanksgiving when hordes of suburban shoppers and tourists flooded into the city to advance in advance of the big Army-Navy football game held on that Saturday every year. Shoplifters also took advantage of the bedlam, chaos, even some riots in stores, and made off with merchandise, adding to the law enforcement headache. Black Friday, discord, chaos. Have you seen those lines? Have you seen those lines? I remember in Orlando several years back, we were traveling and passing out literature, and we saw lines, and this was probably what, 9 p.m. on that Thursday? The lines were already being formed at Best Buy. Long queue down the road, wrapping around the building, waiting for midnight to strike. And people were pushing and shoving, riots and fights even broke out. You remember one year, someone died as a, not someone, people died because of the stampede. Black Friday. But my friends, today, I want to share with you something. Do you really believe I'm going to call you to midday power search by God's grace to talk about what you already know? Do you really believe that's how we do things here? Now, those of you who know our spiritual restaurant, we don't serve that type of food here. Here's what I'm going to share with you. Based on the Bible, we can find a Black Friday. Everybody, take your Bibles. Take your writing instruments. I love using current events to show the people what the Bible is teaching. Black Friday takes place on the sixth day of the week, commonly called Friday. Well, at the first advent of Christ, there was indeed a Black Friday. Take a look at this, my friends. Here it is. Matthew 27 and verse 45. The day when our Savior was crucified. The Bible says, there was darkness over all the land. Darkness. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 18 tells us, darkness is synonymous to blackness. That Friday was a Black Friday. Come on now. This is what you must share with your Bible study contacts, family members, relatives, neighbors, co-workers, classmates. That Friday was a Black Friday. Darkness surrounded Calvary's cross. Now, traditionally in America, Black Friday is linked to commerce, buying and selling, sales, discount. Was there a buying and selling going on that Friday? Yes. Those of you who are alive, talk to me. Who was that? Who was buying? It was the apostate priests. Who was selling? Judas Iscariot. And he sold Christ for 30 pieces of silver. I'm wondering, did Judas Iscariot get a Black Friday deal? Was it a Black Friday sale discount? Look at this, my friends. We don't play games here. Buy three, get 20% off. You buy five, you get 30% off. 30 pieces of rusty silver. Matthew 26, verse 15. The apostate priest covenanted with Judas for 30 pieces of silver. He betrayed Christ. Matthew 27, verse 3 through verse 5. What happened when Judas realized the deal was not such a good deal? Because Judas was expecting Christ to miraculously deliver himself from the handcuffs, the ropes that bound him, and set himself free. Now, Judas would have gained 30 pieces of silver. In connection with that, he would say, see, I told you. And now he could secure a high place in Christ's kingdom. In other words, he bargained and lost. Here it is now, friends. Matthew 27, verse 3 through verse 5. And what happened? He began to confess to the wrong persons, confessing to the priests. By the way, it was too late. He represents a particular religion that confess people, confess to their priests and not to Christ. Not to Christ. That's it, friends. And he threw the 30 pieces of silver. Yes. And what did those apostate priests say? What is that to us? See to it. And they took the money and bought a graveyard. And the Bible says that Judas went and hung himself. Psalm 109, verse 4 through verse 15. Judas died lost. Apostate priests died lost on that Black Friday. And when Judas exited the upper room that day to buy and sell, to sell Christ, yes, for 30 pieces of silver, it said it was night. What is night? Come on. Blackness, darkness, Black Friday for Judas Iscariot. How many of us today are going to be like Judas Iscariot, selling out Christ, selling out his truth, betraying Christ, and betraying our brothers and sisters in the faith? Is that history going to be repeated? Take a look at this. Psalm 44 and verse 12, Black Friday, Judas Iscariot. Bible says, thou sellest thy people for naught. Mm-hmm. And notice, you don't increase your wealth by their price. That was what Judas was actually expecting, but he lost. He lost money, lost his soul salvation. And how many people are selling and buying today and are going to be lost? This is what you must share with your Bible study contact. Let me talk to SDAs for a minute here. Great Controversy, page 608. As the storm approaches and the storms bring dark clouds, blackness, brothers and sisters, will profess SDAs who once believed in the third angel's message betray Christ, his truth, and God's people during the mark of the beast crisis? Yes. So they would represent Judas Iscariot, Black Friday. All right, friends. These are signs of the last days. Luke chapter 17, verse 18 and verse 32. Tell your Bible study contact this. Beloved, please take this material and share it. Tell your Bible study contact, this is a warning. Don't be like Lot's wife. Plead with them. Don't be like Lot's wife. One reason why Lot's wife was lost and turned into a pillar of salt is because on her mind was Black Friday sale, Black Friday deals in Sodom and Gomorrah. Luke 17, likewise also as it was in the days of Lot. What happened down there in Sodom? They were eating, they were drinking, they were buying and selling when their probation closed. Fire and brimstone from heaven. Fire and brimstone from heaven. The Bible says now, then will come the second advent of Christ. Remember Lot's wife. Why did she look back? What was happening in Sodom? Eating, drinking, buying and selling. You see now, friends, she was longing for Black Friday deals in Sodom. And notice what two phrases are connected in Luke 17, verse 28 through verse 32. That are happening right now. It says, number one, first phrase, eating and drinking. Watch now. Second phrase, buying and selling. Can somebody in the chat tell me what 2 days presently would those two phrases represent? Come on. Let me see who want to talk to me today. Is there anyone in the chat that would like to communicate with yours truly? All right, Selma, Thanksgiving. Renee, Thanksgiving and Black Friday. Thank you so much. Thanksgiving, eating and drinking. Black Friday, buying and selling. I'm wondering, do professed SDA have the spirit of the world, the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah? Are you troubled yet? You haven't heard anything yet? When God calls you to midday power surge, we don't come here to play games, friends. Watch this. Hear what this says. And tell your Bible study contact, don't have the spirit of the world. Don't have the spirit of the world. Yes, my friends. It's a call to revival and reformation, to come out from Babylon, the spirit of the world, eating and drinking. Why do you think Lot's two daughters were lost in Sodom? Why? We're told the wealth that they had gathered and garnered in Sodom, they did not want to leave, eating, drinking, buying and selling. They longed for Black Friday deals. They don't want to leave it, my friends. So if you're speaking to young people, bring them to Genesis 19. Read the whole chapter. Lot's two daughters were lost who married men of Sodom because of what? Buying and selling, eating and drinking. That's it. When God says, flee Sodom. Now, when you are talking with your Bible study contacts, classmate, your relatives, your work co-workers, tell them one day, Black Friday will come to an end. While it happens annually, one day, Black Friday will come to an end, and give them this scripture. Friends, I'm come here today to give you spiritual arrows for your quiver. Revelation 18. Verse 10 to verse 13, alas, that great city, Babylon, that mighty city, Babylon will fall. Babylon is fallen, is fallen. Second sentence in blue, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. If you aren't buying Babylon's merchandise, that means Babylon is selling, but a day is going to come, no more buying and selling from Babylon. No more Black Friday deals. And what else is Babylon selling? They're selling all these things. Look at that, my friends. They're selling precious stones, pearls. How many are going to Jared's store? Jared, I'm picking on you today. They want to buy jewelry. Give me the other store for jewelry. What now? K Jewelers and Jared Jewelers. They're buying jewelry. They're buying silk. They're buying scarlet. They're going to these garment stores. What garment stores do people shop at, my friends? Talk to me. Jamaican Princess Wright Zales. JCPenney, where else? Dillard's and Macy's. Break it down. Make it applicable to the people you're talking to. Bring the Bible scriptures and make them current. They're going online and they're shopping at the online garment stores wherever. Louis V. Gucci. Make it applicable. I mean, how could you not say Chanel or Chanel? Chanel, Buchanan, Chanel. How could you not say that? Evangelist Buchanan, come on now. Make it applicable for the people so they can realize the prophecy that will be fulfilled and the urgency of the hour. Tell them one day, no more Black Friday deals. What else are they selling? Notice, they're selling horses and chariots. What would chariots represent today? You mean horse and buggies? Chariots are vehicles. Yes. Cars, motorcycles, trucks, no more Black Friday deals. Then it says, no more slaves, no more souls off the bodies of men. All right, my friends. All right. All right. Tell your Bible study contact that this will happen officially at the mark of the beast crisis. Revelation chapter 13, verse 15 through verse 17. It speaks about the mark of the beast crisis. We'll be forced to worship falsely. And the Bible says he will force all men, rich and poor, free and bond, small and great, to receive that mark. And that no man might buy or sell except the persons with the mark of the beast. Tell them this, my friend. When the mark of the beast is enforced, God's people will not be able to buy or sell. It's coming. Only those who receive the mark of the beast. So who today had the spirit of Babylon? Black Friday deals. Look at that, my friends. Black Friday. Buying and selling. It's coming to an end one day. And tell your Bible study contact, since the mark of the beast is coming, when we can't buy or sell, we must now begin to store up. If we don't store up, then we will have to go to the government, accept the mark of the beast in order to receive food, garments, livelihood, resources, just as it writes, just as it says in chapter 41 of Genesis. It's on the screen right there. Chapter 41 of Genesis. Chapter 47 of Genesis. When money failed, what happened? The people who did not prepare, what did they do? They bowed the knee to the government. And what did they say? Buy us and our land. We will sell you our bodies to get food so we shall not die. In other words, they received the mark of the beast in the type. This is going to be repeated in these last days. Safe to serve local and international first-time viewers. It's time to use this information for evangelism in the last days. All right, my friends. Do you know that Black Friday at the first advent of Christ, not only was Judas selling, but Christ himself told the disciples that they were also, watch now, to sell and buy. Not buy and sell. No. Sell and buy. Luke 22. This was that Friday. Luke 22 and verse number 36. What did Jesus say just before they walked into Gethsemane? Just before he was captured. Verse 36. But now, said Jesus, the persons that have a purse, let them take it. Stop it right there. How many women in the SDA church are now shopping online to buy expensive purses to show off? Show off. Show off. I've come today to step on some toes. Could you not have bought a much, much less expensive purse that would do the same job, same duty as the so-called expensive one? And would be just as durable? Yes. Yes. But you want to show off pride? Get back here. If you have a purse, let him take it. Scrip, take it. Then Christ says, and he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. Black Friday sale. What Christ said there was to fulfill a prophecy in Isaiah chapter 53. That prophecy was being fulfilled. In a subsequent lesson, I'll cover that. But on that Friday, Black Friday, Christ was saying, watch now, not buy and sell. That's not what Christ said. Today, I'm making a distinction. He did not say, buy and sell. That's not what he said. No, he said sell and then buy. Look at this, my friends. Matthew 13, I'm building on this theme. Christ does not say in the last days that we must buy and sell. No, sell and buy. Matthew 13. Christ is giving a parable regarding salvation, conversion. And what does Jesus say? Here is a man, a merchant man, and he's seeking goodly pearls, not from Zales, not from Jared, not from K Jewelers. No, he's seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Do you see it now? Sell and buy. Not buy and sell. And the point I'm making here, sell should not be the last transaction. Buy must be the last transaction. Sell, which means to give up. You can now do what? Buy. That's it, my friends. Make a sacrifice, because Jesus sold and bought. To sell means to give up. What did Christ give up? He gave up all of heaven. What did Christ give up? He gave his life. He sold. And Christ is now buying. Sell and buy. To the rich young ruler, what did Christ say to him? He says, sell what you have and give alms. Sell and then buy salvation. But he went away sorrowful. Powerful. Luke chapter 12, what did Christ say about the last days? When he said, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. He says, sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves with bags which have no holes, a treasure in the heaven that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, nor moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 20. What does Jesus say? You are bought with a price, because Jesus sold then bought. That's the difference, my friends. Proverbs 23 and verse 23 says, not, watch carefully, not sell only, but we must buy. It says, buy the truth and sell it not. That's it, friends. Sell, then buy. That's it. Sell, then buy. But what did Judas Iscariot do? You see that, my friends? He sold Christ for 30 rusty pieces of silver and was lost. I'm simply making a distinction between buying and selling. With the true, selling and buying. Buy the truth, Proverbs 23, verse 23. Buy the truth and sell it not. Move on from this. And this is what we must share with our Bible study contact. Then tell them, my family member, my co-worker, classmate, neighbor, while you see on the media, on the internet, Black Friday, and they're saying, buy these items. These items are on sale. Tell them there's a biblical application. What three things is Christ selling? What three things is Christ selling? Bring them to this. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 14 through verse 18. The church of Laodicea. The church just before the second coming of Christ. The church in the last days. What does Christ say? Buy of me. You see now, friends? The last thing Christ says is buy. So sell and buy. What three things? The gold tried in the fire. That's faith. The gold tried in the fire. That's character. That's love. If you love me, keep my commandments. What is Christ selling that we must buy? Black Friday, spiritual Black Friday. Is Christ selling? You can't buy this on Amazon. You can't buy this from the garment factories or the shoe or purse factories. Mm-mm. Listen, friends. Number two, buy the white raiment, the righteousness of Christ. Confess, surrender. Apply this to the mind of your Bible study contact. Christ is selling. It's time to buy. And once you surrender, he covers you with the white raiment and give you power to live obedient. Number three, the eye salve. Inspiration, spirit of prophecy. The eye salve. You can discern sin under any guise. The eye salve, self-examination. The eye salve, to be vigilant, watching the signs of the last days. The eye salve, watching for souls as they that must give an account. The eye salve, the Holy Spirit. The eye salve, the former rain, Holy Spirit. The eye salve, the latter rain. Buy these three things. So my friends, when this midday power surge is over, what are we to do? Go and sell. That's it. What are we to do? Share this lesson with other people. What are we to do? Go sell so they can buy. Sell and buy. And while many people today on Black Friday are on their phones, they're on their phones, and what are they doing on their phones? They're searching for the latest deal. Yes, discounts. On Friday, they're running to various stores in person. On Friday, yes, my friends, that's what they're now doing. I'm wondering how many people are coming to Christ's store. I'm wondering how many people will go shopping today looking for discounts and deals. And the Sabbath, the sun is going to set while they're at the store. God forbid, brothers and sisters. Luke chapter 14. Share this with your Bible study contacts. Luke chapter 14, verse 17 through verse 20. What does Christ say? Come, it's supper time. Do we eat supper in the mornings? I don't know about you, but not me. At lunchtime, I don't know about you, but not me. Supper at the closing of the literal day. Supper in Luke 14, last days. The supper, Revelation 19, verse 7 through 9. The supper, the marriage, becoming one with Christ, receiving Christ's righteousness. Come, but look at the excuse that they made. I have bought a piece of ground. Have me excused. They were too busy buying that they did not buy what was spiritual and necessary. I have bought a yoke, five yoke of oxen. Have me excused. They were busy buying the secular things. Busy online on their phone, iPad, computer, in person at the store, buying, swiping their credit cards. I'll come to that shortly. Swiping their debit cards. I will come to that shortly. Their American Express cards. Discover. Visa. MasterCard. Debit cards. I'll come to that shortly. Going in debt. In debt. Not realizing they're also in debt spiritually. That's it. My wife won't come. I won't come. Lord have mercy. It's so shocking that you have a spouse who is unconverted will go with the wife or husband to a store to get some deal for some secular things, but would not come to church, would not come and sit into a Bible study to receive truth. My wife won't come. I won't come. And what did Christ say? None of them would taste of my supper. It's over. It's time to sell and buy. Save to serve. Share this with your Bible study contacts. Tell them this. If we don't sell, and by now, it's going to be too late. Urgency. And bring their minds, your family member, co-worker, classmate, bring their minds to the 10 virgins. And the 5 foolish virgins went to buy when it was too late. Matthew 25, verse 9 and verse 11. The cry at midnight woke them up. Stop it right there, preacher. This is what you must say. At what time does Black Friday begin in America? At midnight, Thursday into Friday. And people would bleach. No, well, I'm not in Jamaica. Bleach all night. That is a colloquial term, which means you're not going to sleep. Bleaching. You're not going to sleep. I'm going to bleach all night until the morning to do whatever needs to be done. People would not go to sleep. And at midnight, they rush into stores. Doors are open in certain places. Midnight cry, Matthew 25. At midnight, the store, the doors are open, and it was seen. The 5 foolish virgins had no oil, had no eye salve. Eye salve is the Holy Spirit who anoints our eyes so we can see. Had no eye salve. That's it, my friends. And what was said to them? Go buy from those who are selling. And once they went to buy, it was too late. The bridegroom came and the door was shut. Christ is now selling. Tell this to your Bible study contact. And tell them, today, November 29th, just as in the literal, so in the spiritual. In the literal stores, you won't find these deals. After today, you won't find these deals. Well, tell them, when the sun sets, this might be your last opportunity to be saved. That's it. Urgency. Buy now. Sell everything. Give up everything to buy salvation. Well, my friends, I have come now to swiping your American Express cards, your credit cards, your debit cards. I want to put this book on the screen right now. It is called You Can Survive. A powerful book. A book designed for people preparing for the end times by Jerry Franklin. Powerful book. Very practical, my friends. And there is a chapter in the book, chapter 9 in the book, that is called Financial Preparation, Escaping the Leper Colony. The Leper Colony. And we're told in Inspiration, volume 6, page 217, quote, we should shun debt as we would shun the leprosy. So those who willingly go into debt for secular reasons, you are a leper. Lord have mercy. So how many lepers are there in God's sight today? Black Friday, whole lot of lepers who profess to be SDAs. Lepers in debt for secular things. Now, there are one or two things, a few things that if you can go in debt for right now financially, and God will co-sign those things. It's right here in the book based on the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. But for the most part, shun debt as you would shun the leprosy. How many of you gladly walked into a place, gladly went around people who had the pestilence 19. How many of you? You shun those people. I'm giving you a natural to make a spiritual application. You shun those environment. Of course you did. It's wise. It's wise. But you walk into financial debt. But listen, get the book. Now, since it's Black Friday, go online right now and purchase this book. Amen. Invest in your salvation. Amen. Amen to that. And by the way, it shows you, if you're now in debt financially, how to get out of it. On page, in this book, on page 134, there is an 11-step process to get out of debt. Pastor, you may say, please give us those 11 steps. I won't right now. Buy the book. Buy the book. Amen, friends. Amen. Powerful. It says, all that Noah had, he put in the ark. He put in the ark. He put in the ark. Yes, friends. Get the book. So much things. When you can stand forth a free man again. Let me pray that. When you can stand forth a free man again, owing no man anything, you will have achieved a great victory. That spirit of prophecy. Shun debt as you would the plague, brothers and sisters. Yes, all that Noah possessed, he invested in the ark. That's it, friends. Powerful. Powerful. There it is. You can survive. You can survive. Jerry Franklin, powerful book. And it speaks about country living. You can see the home right there. The log cabin. Practical steps in this book, my friends. You can survive. Practical things I'm giving you today. And pass it on to your Bible study contact. Now, friends, I want to bring this to a close. Do you realize what I did earlier? I showed you, as it was in the days of Lot, what two things were they doing? Eating and drinking on one hand. Planting and building on the other hand. Just like today. Do you think this is just coincidental? That yesterday, November 28th, on Thursday, people were eating and drinking. And then today, Black Friday, they're buying and selling. Luke 17, verse 28 through verse 32. That's it right there, friends. That's it. I'll give you a second witness to this. Do you realize? Yesterday, I showed you that the day Thanksgiving is connected to. Come on, preacher. I won't give all the info here. I'm simply going to reference. And for God's people right now, you can go back and take a look at the video on yesterday for Midday Power Surge. I showed you Thanksgiving Day is linked to church and state alliance. It's right there. Red words underlined. Church and state alliance. Which is going to birth Sunday worship by law. When from the civil authorities, they will dictate when you should gather, how you should pray, to whom you should pray. And we spoke about the pilgrims to which Thanksgiving Day is connected. How the pilgrims and the colonists had a church and state established in America in the 17th centuries and beyond. We're living in that time. Well, my friends, it's not coincidental. Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. And then we have Friday, buying and selling. That means Thanksgiving Day. It is a soft application of what is coming in the last days. Do you know, my friends, right now? Do you know right now that Black Friday is also linked to Sunday Blue Laws? Look at your screen. Watch carefully what this says. Let me give you this one first. NBC News. Look what this says. Blue Laws trump Black Friday. While many retailers got a jump on Black Friday sales by opening early, or even just staying open overnight, some retailers ran afoul of local blue laws. National ads claimed that stores like Walmart, Toys R Us, and others would open as early as 9 p.m. on Thursday. But Maine's blue laws, the state of Maine, would not let them open before midnight. It's connected. Now watch this, my friends. Don't miss this. This is important. It says now, despite backlash from some protesters concerned about these early openings, a gradual creep in retail hours has been made possible by the demise of blue laws. The demise of blue laws in most states. These laws originally restricted such secular behaviors on Sundays, but eventually expanded to prohibit activities on major holidays, including Thanksgiving and Christmas. Lord have mercy. So what three things are connected? Christmas, Sunday, and Thanksgiving Day. Do you know why? Because all three are based on a civil law telling you when to gather, what time to gather, how to pray, to whom to pray. That's what's all connected. The secular press is giving you history, yet you want to stone me. Am I therefore become your enemy because I've told you the truth? So notice, my friends, let's wrap this up now. Thanksgiving Day is connected to what two things? Christmas. Christmas is sun worship, Sunday worship, and then Sunday worship. You can't refute that. And then Black Friday, commerce, buy and sell. Lord have mercy. Do you think that's coincidental? Do you think that's simply happenstance? That these 2 days are connected one after another. Do you think that is coincidental? And that Black Friday runs into Friday sunset? Come on now. That's not coincidental. And by the way, Thursday, the Roman Catholic Church has something called Holy Thursday. I need you all to wake up. That's not coincidental. Friday, buy and sell. Friday sunset, the biblical Sabbath begins. That's not coincidental. And then you have Sunday. And what happens on Monday? Cyber Monday again. Buy and sell the whole weekend. I'll speak about that later on, Cyber Monday. Oh, friends. Food for your souls. That's not coincidental. Revelation 13, verse 15 to verse 17. Mark of the beast. You can buy or sell. All connected. I wish I could say more, but I'll leave the rest for tomorrow. Those of you alive, have you received anything substantive today? If so, type in the chat right now. A nail in a sure place. I'll close right here with 1 Timothy chapter 6, Black Friday. You're too greedy. Some people won't even give to God. Do you realize some people, when it's time for them to make a sacrifice, they can't find the money. I don't have it. But to indulge themselves with secular things, all of a sudden they find the money. They find the money. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Look with me at verse number 6. Give that to me. The Bible says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Amen. For we brought nothing into this world. It is certain we can carry nothing out. Having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil. Listen, friends, listen. Which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things. Follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. The end is so near and we're wasting God's money. How many people could we assist with the money we are wasting? How many? How many? How many? Do you know we could have put the extra funds aside? Go back to this book here. You Can Survive. We could have put the extra funds aside, yes, to even purchase a little hut to put on a country property for a fleeing spiritual refugee. The extra money could have purchased something for your country property. Food, maybe an extra saw, a solar panel. Practical things, right? Yes. Yes. Practical things. And we are wasting it on so-called Black Friday. Why? We are following the customs and traditions of the world. Do you know what it means to come out from Babylon? Do you know what it means to come out from Babylon? Is to come out from the world. Not only a religion, meaning popery and her daughters. Because you can be a part of the remnant church, but by your mindset, conversation, your lifestyle, you're still practicing the ways of Babylon. Come out of Babylon, and I am going to come out of your presence. By God's grace, I'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern. We begin our Sabbath school class. And by God's grace, the schedule is going to be running much earlier tomorrow. So please, don't join late. Begin on time. We shall. If you're here for the first time, subscribe. Hit that bell. The rest of you, I appreciate your sacrifice. I can feel your prayers. Thank you for your love and your support. Give the video a thumbs up and share it. Remember, I'm praying for you. I love you. Christ loves you. He sold everything to buy you. Say, Lord, today I'm for purchase. Lord, please buy, redeem, take me home. Take me home. I'm surrendering all. When the sun set, I wish you a happy Sabbath. The protest, the Reformation continues. Maranatha.